This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Amid the uncertainty today on Wall Street, many were keeping a close eye on a pair of key stocks, General Motors and Ford. Coming into today, the two car makers had seen their share price drop by nearly half this week. Investors are worried that a global economic slowdown will also drive down auto sales. And, as Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio reports, there are serious concerns about whether GM and Ford have enough cash to survive the crisis.
You might have missed this when it happened, but late last month, while the federal government debated a $700 billion Wall Street bailout plan, Congress quietly approved $25 billion in loans for the auto industry. So it might seem a little odd that investors are now worried about a cash crisis at Ford and GM. But that's precisely what's happening. And that $25 billion in loans from the federal government, Shelley Lombard of the independent ratings agency Gimme Credit says it could take a year or more for GM and Ford to get their cut.
It's not like somebody walking up and handing you a check for $5 billion and you can throw up your hands and say, you know, great, I'm saved.
Lombard estimates that given the way Ford and GM are losing money right now, Ford has about 2 years before it's broke. GM could be broke by this time next year. Chrysler gets left out of the discussion, but only because it's a privately held company now, and no one really knows how much money it has. Lombard says between Ford and GM, GM is in the most critical shape.
They're at the point where they need to be looking under the couch to see if there's any loose change in the cushions. I mean, that's the situation that they're in now.
But there are limited options for GM to raise cash right now. There's plenty of speculation in the industry about what those options might be. Yesterday, Toyota held a grand opening ceremony for its new engineering center in Southeast Michigan. But after the ceremony, the big questions were all about GM. Here's David Cole of the Center for Automotive Research commenting on where he thinks GM can get the money to survive.
One of the places that people should look is at the union contact and the healthcare trust money.
Last year, GM and the UAW agreed to set up a healthcare trust as a way to get rising healthcare costs off GM's books. But to set up the trust, GM has to pay billions of dollars up front. GM may be able to renegotiate that deal, but it will be a tough sell to union members worried about their health care. But it's clear, though, that something has to change for GM to survive. Today, the company said that bankruptcy is not an option. Plenty of troubled companies have filed for bankruptcy protection as a way to reorganize and come out stronger. Analyst Eric Merkel of the firm Crowe Horwath argues that bankruptcy wouldn't really work for a car maker.
80-90% of the folks out there will not buy a new car from a bankrupt automaker.
Still, Merkel, like most analysts who follow GM today, says he can't rule out bankruptcy. In the meantime, there were reports out today that GM could announce new job cuts and plant closings as early as next week. It's been shedding jobs since 2005. So far, that hasn't been enough to turn things around. GM's own product offerings haven't helped, with plenty of trucks and SUVs still sitting on dealer lots. And most analysts now believe the situation will get worse before it gets better. What's so far been a sales downturn in the U.S. market is widely expected to become a global downturn by next year. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.